volume, multi-million volume library where evil and ludicrous collide. He has a stunning collection of Hitler's SS sharing shelf space with a collection of Three Stooges scripts.
Wow.
Do you know that?
So what kind does he have, like, Is it written material, or is it...
Now, I read, because this was in the Washington Post, so I did a Google search, and I'm just after this off the top of my head,
yeah.
That he has...
memorabilia?
He has iron crosses.
Yeah.
He has pictures of Hitler. He has the swastika. And next to it, he has original Three Stooges scripts.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew he liked you.
What idiots they were for calling Jay Leno as a defense witness. That worked out.
You knew he'd do that. No, it wasn't that big a deal.
It wasn't like Chris Tucker. I guess Chris Tucker got up there and just laid out everything from Michael Jackson, and then
I got a feeling this isn't right. This isn't right, my guy. You better be careful. I think this thing is bad news.
Yeah. I mean, it's Chris Tucker. You ain't talking about you.
That's right, Jay.
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him he's bad news. This lady's trying to end it.
Yeah.
Right. Movie he's ever been
it's
in.
Really, how many movies you been in?
A lot of movies. I'm all the same character.
Yeah. Two.
Three.
Rush Hour.
Four.
Rush Hour.
And that woman, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
What's that for me?
It's Jay Leno.
Weren't you? Wasn't Chris Tucker in Pulp Fiction?
Was he in Pulp Fiction?
Or Jackie Brown? One of those. I think he's a guy that Sam Jackson shoots in the back of the Cadillac.
He just signed a huge contract, like a 4-picture deal, and they made a big deal over it in the trade because he's only really been in 3 movies.
That's right.
Hey Buzz, would you do an IMDb on him?
I'm on it. Yeah.
And see if he's been in either Jackie Brown or Pulp Fiction or one of those.
Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction.
Chris Tucker.
Better be baby.
Mother Tucker.
Make sure it's not Forrest Tucker.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's very good, too.
Hello.
Thinking that the connection between the Hitler memorabilia and the Three Stooges is the Boy Scouts. Because I always thought that the Boy Scouts were a combination of Nazis and Three Stooges. So, you know, we know what Michael would want to do at Boy Scouts.
I'm really glad you figured it out.
I believe, Doctor, that analysis is shared by only you.
Actually, the connection would be those Three Stooges shorts where Mo pretended to be Hitler.
Hello. Which were funny.
Very funny.
There's Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it?
Hey, how's it?
How's it? Hey, I was wondering when Mike stuck his helmet on, if he...
Yeah,
like,
I mean, sir? Sir?
Yeah.
First of all, hey, yo, pal, I'm here. I'm in the studio. You're speaking to a room with me in it. If you're going to address me directly!
I was wondering if you look like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
I do. To be honest with you, no, because really, that is the rap that I have on this helmet. I put this helmet on, and it's too bulbous.
It's too bulbous.
And that is when the Flintstones died.
You hated the Flintstones after Gazoo.
When they brought the Great Gazoo, I knew that they had run out of bedrock ideas.
Yes. I don't think I have an unusually bulbous head. Why does the helmet sit so high on my head? That's my problem.
Protection.
Huh?
Protection. It's got lots of padding.
You looked cooler in your helmet than I did.
Well, of course.
Of course. Okay. I will point out that I rode mine to work first.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as the Michael Jackson thing and Hitler.
Yeah.
It was reported about, I think it was 6 years ago, that's why he wore the... patch on his arm. It's like sometimes red, sometimes white.
No, I've seen that. Wow. I thought that was a Farrakhan move. I thought that Louis F. was behind that.
No, he had a fascination with Hitler and some of his, not beliefs, but some of his clothes and so forth.
Yeah,
and
he did also steal a lot of dance moves from Hitler.
Yeah, he doesn't really line up with Hitler politically, but as far as his wardrobe...
They both moonwalk similarly.
Yeah, he got the nice double-breasted. Yeah, all right.
Even so, it appears I am walking forward, I am moving backwards.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. All right, so he killed millions of people, but I mean, but look at his clothes.
Well, Jay, does that bother you?
Yeah, no.
You're polishing that up.
I got a motorcycle, Mike.
Hang on.
There'll be a little, I'd say, something in your envelope.
I got a motorcycle, Mike. Yeah, I'm Jay Leno. Yeah.
Jay, don't you have like 50 of them?
Yeah.
I like that.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
Speak to us.
Yes, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you know, it's weird. It's like Michael Jackson's library is like the Don and Mike show. Three Stooges scripts and Hitler propaganda.
Yeah, his library is like that.
His library. That would have been fine if it wasn't library.
Yeah, that's too bad. Now you're dead. You have to go home in an ambulance. Hope you go by the library, though. Buzz, did you find Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker's been in 10 movies. It started for him in 1994 with House Party 3.
House Party 3!
But he was also in Dead Presidents, The Fifth Element, Jackie Brown, which is the one you were asking about.
Jackie Brown.
All three Rush Hour movies.
Yeah. I'm very excited about all the movies I'm in it, Jay.
Isn't the third Rush Hour movie not out yet?
But it's in production right now, and he's in that one, too.
I love Jackie Chan.
That was in a movie? Yeah, with Pam Marina. Yeah.
Oh, is it Traffic School?
Ever seen that movie on HBO with Jay Leno?
No.
Jay Leno, who's wearing a sport coat like Simon Cowell wore the other night.
Yeah. And Simon Cowell does not look right in a sport coat.
And Jay, don't forget you were in American Hot Wax.
Yeah. Oh, Jay was playing a thug.
Yeah. Alan Freed,
Okay, hold on a second. What, that wasn't Chris Tucker? What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that it wasn't Chris Tucker that was in Pulp Fiction. It was Pulp Fiction.
Yes, but I believe, sir, that I had said either Pulp Fiction or Jackie Brown, and it was in Jackie Brown.
Yes.
And it was the scene where, because I know he just got out of the joint, and Sam Jackson goes to get his bond, mm-hmm. and then talks him into getting in the trunk of the car, and they play Starberry Letter, mm-hmm. 23,
right.
by Brothers Johnson, and then he takes out a gun and just shoots his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a smart man when it comes to a lot of things, but something like that, trust me, I'm freaking Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
The guy you're thinking of
movie's Jackie Brown, right?
In Pulp Fiction, you're confused because you're confusing him with Christopher Walken.
And this watch,
little man. I give you this watch, I'll be damned if I'm going to let some greasy.
All right,
thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
Sorry that I'm like so right about this,
yeah,
and you're so wrong.
I love the way you handle that.
But I do love Jackie Brown. You should rent that movie.
I will.
You should.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh. But I'll re-rent it since you told me to.
Thank you.
Good man.
All right, thank you for the call.
Bye, Slick Russell.
May I speak to Larry King, please? It's kind of urgent.
Very urgent.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great.
Thank you.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass,
right.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
24/7, that's when our website is open. www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Go to it and see all the fun things.
For instance, on our website today, Buzz?
Yes?
Give everybody a very fast heads up on this. Okay. You got to go there before it gets out on the radio.
All right.
Go to the following website, please. GoodPlasticSurgery.com.
Oh, no.
These are good.
Oh, good?
Courtney Cox Arquette, mm-hmm. who is getting breast implants.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan, who appears to have lost her boobs. And we'll have a link on our website. Here it is right now, Mike. If you look at Buzz's room, there is Courtney Cox Arquette, the before and after picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why we have a website, so we could talk about these pictures. You go there. The link is right there. Scroll down a little bit.
All right.
Let's take a look at Lindsay Lohan. Because there's a before.
Oh, my God.
There's the before and after on her.
Wow. Well, I tell you, she lost weight in the good places.
Yeah. She's a mess.
That happened.
Yeah, she looks to me like that Ally McBeal chick now.
Yeah,
she's looking too skinny.
Yeah, but not as pretty as her, I think.
Agreed.
Lindsay Lohan.
More Lara Flynn Boyle, in my opinion.
And you know what else I've noticed recently is I've been wondering why when I see like a Volkswagen Bug,
uh-huh.
It's got a number on it, it's got a stripe on it.
Right.
And I realize it's some like retard package you can get from Volkswagen because it's a herpes, the love bug thing.
And who's going to be in that? Somebody good is in that. Somebody that we like.
Lindsay Lohan, Mike.
Besides Lindsay Lohan.
Is Quaid in it? Dennis Quaid?
But it's somebody else, I thought. It escapes you, Randy Quaid.
Randy's the best Quaid of
Randy
all.
Randy Quaid. And Matt Dillon.
Oh, is he?
I think Matt Dillon's in it.
Randy Quaid lewd.
Matt Dillon makes me laugh.
So that's on our website. We'll have a link there. Check it out, especially the Courtney Cox picture.
Yes.
Right. That she's got something going on there that she didn't have going before.
And they got that kind of natural look, which I like.
Yeah. You know, I do love Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
What's up, dog? How are you doing? I do love Shaq. And I do know that when he worked with the Lakers, when he was, when his job was playing with the Lakers, he was a deputy sheriff. He would put on the uniform.
Right.
Because he's, like, serious about being a cop.
Right.
Now, I got this from the Miami Herald, that Shaq has been moonlighting with the Miami Beach Police as an undercover officer. Now, hold on just one second.
Yeah, we didn't recognize him.
Yeah, right. He's 7'2",
right.
Something like that, 380 pounds, maybe the most recognizable athlete in the world.
He's Shaq.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing? Look to me like you might be doing something you shouldn't be doing. Why don't you step over here for a minute?
They say that cat Shaq is a bad mother.
Show your mouth. How are you doing? I'm not Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman.
I'm not Shaquille O'Neal. My name is Andy Sibowitz.
Hey, Shaq.
My name is Andy. I'm undercover. Yes, Dennis.
You're not. You're not.
Damn straight.
That's too funny, Shaq being undercover.
Could he be like going out as Shaq and trying to get people to sell him drugs?
No, here's what he's doing. He's going undercover online.
Okay.
He's not actually going out on drug busts where people would see him. But apparently, he's good at, like, finding the kid touchers on the internet.
Because the original plan is him going undercover didn't work, where they set him up like Dorf. And it just didn't look right.
Or anyway, they dressed him up as a woman.
Let me see. 2 hours before they played the game on Monday night against Detroit, Miami came back last night. Dwayne Wade on fire!
En fuego!
Dwayne Wade. 2 hours before the first game on Monday night, Shaq had spent 6 hours